One of my favorite ways to pray with scripture is through the lens of personal experience. How is Jesus speaking to me? What might he be saying? It's often a word or a phrase that catches my attention. Let's take Peter's reaction to being miraculously rescued from prison in our first reading. He says, "Now I know it is all true." The curious thing, though, is that for Peter, this experience took place several years after his profession of Jesus' divine identity. "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." What can we make of that? I wonder if the Lord is inviting us, you and I, to examine the dynamic nature of our faith journey, because it's not meant to be static. Is my faith mostly built on what I believe, what I profess, or what I do? Or is it characterized more by my joyful response to what God has done and is doing in and through me? Recognizing that God's power, Holy Spirit, is working in and through us is vital to a dynamic faith. The experience of encountering the Lord becomes the wellspring of new life, which causes his praise to always be on my lips, to quote our Sunday psalmist. It is also Holy Spirit who causes and empowers our capacity to share what God has done with others. "Now I know it is all true." As we celebrate the feast and witness of Saints Peter and Paul, may we be open to God's power in our hearts. Amen.